what you need sometimes, y'all.
I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. We're about to have a conversation with Chuck Brown. Chuck Brown's the legendary godfather of go-go from Washington, D.C. He's known for his hits like Bustin' Loose and I Need Some Money. And you'll have a chance to see him perform live here in Baltimore this Saturday at 3 p.m. as part of Roots Fest 2011. It'll be at the Highway to Nowhere at the intersection of Franklin and Gilmore Street in West Baltimore as part of Roots Fest 2011. And we sat down to discuss his legacy and a musical career that spans six decades. And what's in store for visitors to the festival this weekend? Chuck started out by telling me how a trip to Lorton Reformatory, a former D.C. prison, jump-started his music career.
I don't think there's many people can say that they're happy that they went to prison.
No, there aren't.
I mean, I'm glad I went to Lorton, because the rest of them jails I went to didn't show me nothing. Except I'd like to go to them same jails no more. Mm-hmm. But when I went to Lorton, I learned a couple of trades. I went to school. I got my high school diploma down there, and I got out, and I've been doing good ever since.
Well, as you said, I heard you say once to somebody that the difference between when you were doing time at Lorton in the early 60s and today is that was about rehabilitation and helping a man not to go back. Now we're just warehousing millions of people for nothing.
Exactly. See, Lorton was a school of rehabilitation. It was a place that you could learn whatever you wanted to learn. They had teachers and schools, classes there, I would say, for different types of trades. And some guys come out to be lawyers. Some are school teachers. And it's something to be proud of. You can rehabilitate yourself.
Yes.
In a place like Lorton. I don't think there's another prison on nowhere in this country like that. That's something that I'll never forget. You know, anybody that goes to prison, I don't think they should never forget someone that's in the past and we forget about that. No. You got to remember that, you know. And I watch prison documentaries on TV a lot to see how they've changed nowadays, you know. A lot of the prison nowadays that I've seen on TV, they're not learning anything. It's mostly violence, you know?
Right.
And I've enjoyed going back to different prisons playing for them. I played up in Attica, you know? I played in, let's see, was it Attica, blah, blah. And of course, I went back down to Lorton and played for about, I would say, off and on for about 15 years. Because when I made parole, the guys were telling me, hey, Chuck Brown, he's coming, Chuck Brown. Don't you come back here? I said, oh, yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back to play for you guys. Yes, indeed. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed going back down there playing. And some of the guys were still down there. And some of my old buddies were out and then went back, you know. And a couple of them was out and then played with me in the band.
That's amazing. And your band.
Yes, it is.
What you've done with music, I mean, I think call you the father of go-go.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you, when you put out that album in 1972, We the People, and then Salt of the Earth and Bustin' Loose in 79, The Funk Express in 1980, I mean, you created a music. I mean, some people play music and really well, and other people also play music well, but they create a sound. They created a genre. You created a kind of music for the world.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed doing that because it was quite an experience for me because I got a lot of experience down in Lorton playing with the Lorton band.
Mm-hmm.
And I never learned to read music. Never learned to read. And because I grew up around music. I grew up in my mother. She could out sing everybody in the family, and everybody in my family could sing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother could out sing everybody. I'm not bragging just because she's my mother, but she could out sing everybody in the family. She could also play an accordion, a piano. She taught me a little bit about piano, and I started playing piano when I was like 7 years old in the church. And I played off and on up until I was around about 13. That's when I left home at that age, a very early age, you know, I left home. Then I came back 14, and gave my mama some money, let her know I was doing okay, and then I left again at 15. But not, I wasn't interested in music no more until I was 24. And that's when I went to Lord, that's how I really got back into music. And, you know, everybody in my family could either play a harmonica or accordion or play a little piano or something, or a little guitar. I wasn't interested in nothing but piano when I was small. But then after I left home, I wasn't interested in anything anymore pertaining to music, you know. It's like to go out and party.
That's
growing
right.
up. Yeah, make,
right.
That's
what I like
out,
to do.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah.
But when you hit that new sound of yours, that
mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is right, but maybe you can explain it. When you created mm-hmm. this world of go-go, you used to play. I remember you used to play in the Bohemian Caverns years ago, right in D.C.
Yeah,
right.
So Bohemian Caverns, I had 6-piece band in there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I used to play there every week.
Right, and because I was a kid, I was young, but I was causing trouble in D.C. at the time. So,
all right, that was before. You know what? That was before I wrote We the People too.
Right,
it took me a while. When I did We the People, I wrote it with a young man, John Buchanan. And he was a school teacher, just came, graduated from Notre Dame, and he came and joined my band. And he was a good idealistic musician, you know. He come up with a lot of good ideas, you know. And so he came up with an idea, and I came up with some lyrics. The track, he came up with the basic track and the horn parts, and I came up with the funky part and the lyrics. And that particular song, when I put those lyrics down, I wonder would the people want to be able to see it together. Loving one another kind of be easy to live about. I was trying to create a sound then, and I was trying to, you know, keep everything positive. It's about love, you know, about people loving each other and getting along together, you know. And then that was the beginning of me trying to create my own sound. But by the time I got, I would say around 1970s. When Grover Washington came out with this Mr. Magic.
Right.
That tune, you know, every band in town could play that tune. But then I felt that vibe, that drum beat was an old church beat that used to play in my church when I was a little boy, and people used to jump and shout off that beat. It was real fast, you know. And so I decided to see if I can use that and come up with my own sound. So I syncopated it, and, you know, my drummer, he knew what he was doing. And plus, we worked at it from 1976, I started writing Bustin' Loose. We had recorded We the People in 72.
Right.
And so then 74.
You just solved
it.
You just solved it.
Hard thing.
No, that's cool. You just solved the earth in
79 with that Bustin' Loose thing.
Right.
And it took me 2 years to get it together. Mm-hmm. 2 years to write that one song. And then I was looking for my own sound, you know. But it ended up being a sound. When the other bands jumped on that sound, I knew it was going to work. EU, my man Sugar Bear. Oh man, he's a pioneer. And then you got Junkyard.
Right.
Little Junkyard, Pots and Pans.
Mm-hmm.
They had that groovy sound. And you had Ray Essen. And I had the pleasure of producing their first hit record, Body Move. And then next thing you know, you got the Backyard. You got all them other groups that go Listen and new groups that came out, they got their own style, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the fact that they, the pioneers of go-go, and they made it happen. Because I couldn't do it all by myself. No, indeed. No way I could have done it by myself then.
Nobody can do anything all by themselves.
No, indeed. And I appreciate all the help that I was given, you know. And we got people that could sing and could rap and could create, you know. And all the musicians in my band have always been creative. And I've learned a lot from them, and they learn a lot from me. You know, we learn from each other.
Well, your music has always changed. I mean, changing, in other words, you add things. Like this latest, your latest CD, We Got This.
Thank you.
I mean, you've included young kind of hip hop rap artists inside of it, and your own sound of funk and go-go. I mean, it's all you put this you're bringing in new elements all the time.
Right, I understand. Well, see, I'm actually, you know, I'm a gospel, blues, and jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, I wasn't that good at jazz. Because I wasn't consistent with it, you know what I mean? I couldn't keep working, you know what I mean? But when we started this go-go thing, I'm telling you, it has been successful ever since. It's all over the world. First, it spread across country. It took a while, you know? And it's, you know, longevity, I would say. And now it's all over, you know, over in Europe, Japan, and we enjoy going over there working, you know. And we get love everywhere we go, but there's no love like the love here.
In Washington, D.C.
I'm telling you, in Maryland and Virginia. And, you know, this is the area, you know. This is the first area that go-go took off in, and it spread it from here. I really appreciate the love. You know, it's like family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And fans in D.C. are just not fans. They're like family, you know? A lot of them I watch and grow up, little kids. Some of them 50 years old, 55 years old, come up to me, "Hey, Chuck, my mom used to beat me sneaking out to see you." And I'm 55 years old, Chuck. I said, "Yeah." And then you know how old I am. Yeah, you used to sneak out to see me 45 years ago, 40 years ago, you know what I mean? And a lot of the fans met at my show, got married, fell in love, and got married, had children. Then their children grew up and come to my show. And now they got children. And now their children come to my show. Man, you talking about, look here, I've been on here 49 years, right? You talking about four generations, right?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of generations.
A lot of generations.
Yes, sir.
So now what made you want to come up to Baltimore in a couple of days on Saturday? You'll be playing 3:00 at the Roots Fest.
I love playing at Baltimore. I've been playing at Baltimore off and on since 1966.
Yes, you have. Who's the band? Who are you bringing with you on Saturday to play?
Oh, well, I'm going to bring my daughter, KK.
Uh-huh.
That's for sure. I'm going to bring my daughter. I'm going to bring KK. And we're going to have a ball. We're going to have a ball. Every time we play in Baltimore, we have a ball.
This can be good. It is going to be a good concert. I can't wait to see you up on stage. It'll been a long time since I've watched you play, so it'll be a pleasure for all of us in Baltimore to see you up here. Over on the highway to nowhere. This is
man.
Alternative Roots Fest is going to be amazing, and Chuck Brown will be here to open it up. The Father of Go-Go is coming to Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
And you do not want to miss it, and we will all be there. And Chuck Brown, I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to hear. I've not heard you in years. I can't wait to hear you play again.
All right. And I'm looking forward to meeting you.
All right.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all there. God bless you.
Even us old
Baltimore.
Folks will dance. Thank you, brother.
Man, I love Baltimore.
Well, they love you. So we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, man. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, I love you so much. One more time, baby. It don't mean a thing. Got that cold swing. What I say, you go.
You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show, Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.